This demonstration was their way to show their attachment and support to the FARDC, the DRC armed forces, which are fighting against M23 and Twirwaneho in North and South Kivu. Thousands of people were in streets marching, singing their attachment to the FARDC and accusing Rwanda for supporting M23 and Twirwaneho and killing the Congolese citizen in DRC.
What is the latest now in the front lines of the conflict after the M23 announced the fall of the city of Masisi over the weekend?
In North Kivu province, the M23 lost some villages recovered by FARDC, such as Masisi Center, which was under the M23 control since last weekend and today passed in the control of FARDC. Ngungu, which was under M23 control since 1 year, passed today on the control of FARDC. There was fighting today in different front line in Ruchuru, Lubero, and Masisi, and the FARDC announced to be the one who controlled the situation on these all fighting zones.
Jaffa, what can you tell us about the arrest of Chinese citizens in Bukavu?
Authorities in the South Kivu province arrested three Chinese citizens working in the illegal gold mining in the territory of Mwenga. At the time of their arrestation, these Chinese had 12 gold bars and a net amount of $800,000. And this is not the first time that Chinese citizens have been arrested in the illegal exploitation of mineral in this province. This situation pushed people to be angry because the area of origin of this gold are the most underdeveloped area in this mineral province, and the mineral doesn't profit to anyone of locals. The governor of South Kivu province accuses some state agents of collaborating with this illegal operator to impoverish the country.